Part 4. Try it out. Directions. You will hear four short talks given by a single speaker. For each short talk, read the three questions and the four answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then mark your answer. You will hear each short talk only once. Example.
Well, tonight will be partly cloudy, with low temperatures in the mid-30s. But the good news is that finally we have some sun on its way. Yes, that's right. Starting tomorrow, you can expect to see fewer clouds and more sunshine, folks. It will be sunny and bright, and warmer too, with temperatures rising to the mid-60s. However, with that icy wind blowing in, you'll still need a jacket if you go out. And of course, winter is on its way. So we don't know how long the good weather will last, but let's enjoy it while we can.
1. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 2. Why does the speaker recommend wearing a jacket? 3. What time of year is it? 1 through 3 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming. I know you're all busy, so let's get started. As you know, we've had a number of complaints recently about staff being unable to answer customer queries. This is clearly due to a lack of knowledge about the products we sell in our stores. We need to make our training program more effective, especially for new employees. For this reason, I want to ask you to prepare information sheets on the most popular products you are each responsible for in the stores. As of next month, we will start regularly testing staff on their product knowledge.
1. Who is the speaker talking to? 2. What is the talk mainly about? 3. When will the first tests take place? 4 through 6 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hi, Matthew. This is Lee from Information Technology. I need to talk to you about the new computer system we're designing for you. There's just one thing I'm not sure about. In your last email, you asked us to add an online search function, but we haven't included this in the cost. Obviously, this isn't as simple as it sounds, and in fact, means a lot more work. So it's probably a good idea if we meet up to discuss the financial implications. I'm free next Tuesday afternoon. Please let me know if that's good for you.
4. What is the speaker talking about? 5. What is implied about the cost? 6. What does the speaker suggest? 7 through 9 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome, everyone. As your chairman, it is with great pleasure that I can announce Mrs. Gifford has agreed to become the new president of CAM Industries. As you know, Mrs. Gifford has been vice president here for 3 years now, since she first came to us. And in a very challenging market, she has helped to make CAM Industries stronger and more competitive. At a time when many of our rivals are struggling to survive, thanks to her efforts, business for us has never been better. As chairman, I am delighted that she has accepted the position. So please, join me in a round of applause to congratulate Mrs. Gifford in her new role, which she will start next month.
7. What is Mrs. Gifford's current position? Eight. When did Mrs. Gifford join the company? Nine. What does the speaker ask the audience to do? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following speech.
Thank you for coming here today. I am very proud that after almost 1 year of renovation, work is finally finished and the Space Museum now has a brand new gift shop. It covers 3 times the area of the previous shop and, as you can see, has a huge variety of posters, postcards, books, games, and other products that I'm sure will prove popular. Shortly, the renovation of the cafeteria will also be completed, and we hope and expect sales in both facilities to contribute in no small part towards the financial success of the museum for many years to come.
10. Where is the event being held? Eleven. What is the purpose of the speech? 12. What does the speaker mention?